It was all about hats and horses at Royal Ascot on Thursday for Ladies' Day.
My dress, Vivian Westwood.
I'm wearing a black dress with white embroidery and pink and turquoise flowers.
Well, Michelle's in actually turquoise blue, and we bought our outfits off the high street.
An ivory with pink flowers on, ivory silk jacket, and ivory shoes and handbag.
And my hat is, I don't know, let me see. My hat is Philip Tracy.
Daniela Issa Halil is a fashion designer for stars like Madonna and Kylie.
A bit of a disaster, actually. You know, people are making an effort, but in the royal enclosure, what I am, I have a dress code, and people did not respect. They are not covering the crown of their heads, and they are not covering their shoulders. They're like really like showing off, and it's like not very respectful.
Fantastic outfits, unbelievable outfits. I think I've never seen anything like it.
Very disappointed. The talent has been poor.
I don't see much people really making an effort as I've seen in the past.
So can the guys do any better?
It just happened that I decided this is a nice colour suit, blending with the ladies. It's a bright pink suit with a matching tie and shirt and hanky.
It's a total silk men's morning suit with white Victorian shirt with the matching cravat to my partner.
Chris John, the man responsible for promoting horse racing, explains why Ascot is so important.
This is the meeting everyone wants to come to, whether it's about fashion, the best quality racing, or just the place to be this week anywhere in the world.
Ladies' Day attracts celebs too. They're everywhere you look. I saw Jamie and Louise Redknapp, Bruce Forsyth, and Sophie Anderton.
It's a great English tradition. It's a wonderful atmosphere. And I think it's the first time we really have the public mixing with the royals, and just makes a really good experience.